As a parent, one of my favorite moments still has been rainbow hunting. It was a rainy day, and some of you really love rainy days. For some of you, rainy days are days to curl up with a book and light a fire and just relax and enjoy. In my house, rainy days tend to make us a little stir crazy. And so Dad comes up with a great idea. Let's go outside on this rainy day. It's starting to lighten up. Let's do it. And kids looked at me and I'm like, what are we going to do outside? It's raining and wet and we're going to go on a rainbow hunt. And the second I said it, it's like, no, this is just setting everyone up for disappointment right now. But they were excited about it. And so we got boots on. We got jackets on. We got in the wagon. I didn't get in the wagon. They got in the wagon. I pulled the wagon and we left and got about a block and the rains came again and kind of looked around. Let's press on. It lightened up. Okay. Got about another block and it came down even harder and this time we're huddling under a tree. Maybe we should go back. And then it lightened up again. It said, nope, we're hunting rainbows. And so we continue along and we're heading north on Shoreland Avenue and wouldn't you know, we looked over the Ottawa River. And there it was. There was a rainbow. And actually, I didn't give you a script, but can I have the... I have proof of this somewhere in here. There we go. Can you see it? Right over there? Yeah. Proof. And the kids were excited, but not nearly as excited as their dad. Because I was convinced this was going to be a fruitless journey. And yet, on that journey, we encountered this rainbow. And it was an exciting and beautiful moment. The journey paid off. And as human beings, we are journeyers. We go on many kinds of journeys. And sometimes we know exactly where we're going, and the journey turns out exactly like we expect it to. And sometimes, not so much. Sometimes we never even make it to the destination, and yet the journey was still worth taking. Now, we are not the only creatures who go on journeys, but there is something very human about that urge to journey. There's also something very human about storytelling. And the combination of these two things is why I think just these 12 little verses in Matthew's gospel have captivated us for so many years. The story of the Magi's journey. Because this is not just a geographical journey, it's also a faith journey. A faith journey that all of us, that all human beings are on in one way or another. Because faith isn't just a set of beliefs. Sometimes we talk about the Christian faith, and we're talking about a set of beliefs, but it's not at the core just a set of beliefs. Faith is a journey. The journey of the Magi is about a faith journey, but not just theirs, ours too. That's why journey stories resonate with us. That's why we watch movies and read books about journeys, because we see something in the journeys of other people that connects with the journey that we are on. And I want to spend a little bit of time this morning thinking about how the journey of the Magi is very much like our faith journey. And it starts with this. It starts with God's invitation, just like our faith journeys. Look at Matthew 2. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." You see, the Magi don't know a lot about God, at least the God of Israel. But they are looking for something. And that's really the key to how a faith journey begins. That we are looking for something. N.T. Wright says that all of us as human beings, there's something in us. He calls these echoes of a voice. Something in us is looking for the source of justice or beauty and spirituality and relationship. These are things that we have that point us, that direct us. That there's something more to be found out there. And even if we don't know what we're looking for something. And as we look, God meets us where we're looking. You see, the Magi, again, were pagan astrologers. And God never said, hey, look at the stars to find me, did he? That's as Israelites, as Jews, as Christians, we would never, and I would never, encourage you to go into astrology to see what God is doing, all right? Your horoscopes, they can be fun, I guess, but not for guiding your life. And yet, that's exactly where God meets them. That was God's invitation to the Magi. God goes where we're looking and where meets us where we are. God doesn't need us to be found. God just waits for us to look. And you'll notice also that they do need help from people who do know God's word. When they get to Bethlehem, they say, or I'm sorry, Jerusalem, they say, well, where is this child? What are we going to do? And who comes in? Herod calls in the chief priests and the scribes, the people who know the scriptures. And so there are lots of people out there who are looking in various places for God and for something bigger, something more meaningful, something more purposeful about their lives. And we can be like those scribes who say, you might be looking for something. I might be able to help you guide you on that journey. So the faith journey starts with God's invitation. The star is God's go. Go and follow. That's how many of us started. Some of you started your faith journey in church, and you had lots of people around you to open up the scriptures and say, here, follow this, listen to this, follow these stories. And some of you didn't. Some of you were just out there looking for something, and it was something like a star or a person or an experience that made you say, maybe this is God calling me to go and follow and keep looking on this journey. Somehow God got your attention. Somehow God said, go, and you went, and that's what faith is. That's how faith journeys begin. So a faith journey starts with God's go. Faith journey then leads to an encounter with Christ. I don't know if you realize this, but in the story, as we read along, the first go actually comes from King Herod. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. And then he sent them to Bethlehem saying, go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage. Now, of course, Herod doesn't want them to go so he can worship. He wants them to go so he can kill him. But what we see is that God is bigger than our motives. God can lead us on this journey in spite of our motives or others' motives. It made me think of a man named Lee Strobel. Lee Strobel is the author of a number of books, most notably A Case for Christ. But Lee Strobel began his journey with not so great motives. You see, he and his wife had not been raised in the church. They weren't Christians. And all of a sudden his wife, and I don't know, remember this story, but his wife became a Christian and she started going to church and she started spending more and more time there. And so I don't know if Lee was lonely or what, but he said, this is ridiculous. Why is my wife spending all this time at church and worshiping? And this is silly to believe. And so he was a journalist and he went about his journalistic impulses and said, I'm going to go. I'm going to research, I'm going to study the history, and I'm going to disprove this whole Christianity thing. And then maybe my wife will hang out with me on Sunday morning. And so Lee Strobel goes and starts researching and interviewing people and reading. And soon enough, Lee Strobel's journey led him to an encounter with Christ. And he's written books, A Case for Christ, A Case for Faith, A Case for Easter, and so on, that have actually then helped many other people on their faith journeys be led to an encounter with Christ as well. So God doesn't need perfect motives, but God will, if we're seeking, lead us to Christ. And I look at the Magi and I think about the power of that encounter with Jesus. You notice when they get to the house, they get to Bethlehem, Jesus didn't do any miracles. Jesus didn't put on a show. They just saw a child and the child's mother. They just experienced there the presence of God so strongly that their lives were changed. And they saw that the star had stopped. They were overwhelmed with joy. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. And then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. It is simply the presence of God that moves us and changes us and brings us joy and moves us to humility and worship and generosity. So the journey of faith leads us to an encounter with Christ and moves in us new ways of thinking and believing and being. So a faith journey starts with God's invitation to go. A faith journey leads to an encounter with Christ. And a faith journey then continues with God's direction. One of the things I think is interesting is that the Magi don't hang around, do they? They aren't so captivated that we're just going to stay with you and we're going to help raise this child and we're just going to follow this child wherever we go. And maybe Mary was like, all right, enough visitors. All right, I don't know. But they don't stay there. The journey sends them back home. But on their journey back, they're no longer guided by the stars. They're guided by God's voice. Having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. I don't know what that journey going back was like. You know, I'm sure the one there was anticipation and excitement, and what are we going to find? And the journey back, I don't know, maybe it's like we all feel right now, right? We had the Advent journey to Christmas, and then we had the Christmas season and parties and all this stuff, and now we're like, and it's January. And it's like, what, 5 degrees outside? There's still that joy, there's probably still that excitement, right? But now they're just going home, back to life where they started. And if you look down, they didn't make any progress. They're right where they began. And that's kind of the faith journey too. There, we have those manger moments where the light shines so brightly and we experience the presence of God so powerfully. And we call it sometimes a spiritual high. And that's part of the faith journey. But it's not the whole faith journey. Some of it is the journey back. Some of it is going back to our lives and figuring out, now that I've had this encounter, now that I know the presence of Christ, what do I do now? How do I live? What's my part in this story of sharing this good news and leading others to have encounters with Christ? So if we've encountered Christ, then our journey now, whether we're back home or whether it totally changes our lives externally, what we do together is trust God. When we go, when we go, where we go, how we go, our faith journey leads us in new directions with God's story. This year is a big year for us as a church. 100 years old. Don't look a day over 50. And as the leadership team was trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to do? And we said, we want a theme for this year. We want something to just really hang on to and build this celebration around. And we decided on a theme, and the theme is, go with God. This church community has been on a 100-year journey so far. Some of you have been on that journey longer than others. None of you 100 years, at least I'm assuming, but some of you have been on this journey for a while. What's interesting about the journey, I think, of this 100-year journey of the church is that it's a journey that we share not only with those sitting here, it's a journey we share with all people of faith. Those same characteristics of the journey of the Magi are part of the journey of this church. Someone heard God's invitation to go, and they went. And they began a church community right here in Point Place. And no church sticks around for 100 years without some sort of encounter with Christ, without people experiencing the power and the love and the grace of Jesus and saying, we want to keep this story going. And then people continued that journey, passed the story along, were guided by the voice of Jesus in many, many ways over the last 100 years. The journey of the Magi is the journey of the person of faith, is the journey of Point Place United Church of Christ. To be a person of faith is to be someone who has heard God's call to go and gone. Whether you're Abraham, or Moses, or the prophets, or Jonah, or Jesus, or the disciples, or Martin Luther, who incidentally, 500 years ago, this is the 500th anniversary of when God told Martin Luther to go and post those 95 theses on the door of the Wittenberg Cathedral in Germany and began the Protestant Reformation. Our Protestant tradition began 500 years ago. We'll get back to that in the fall, at least. But throughout the story, God has called men and women and children to go. And as scary as that call can be, it's always with God. And so that's how we want to frame our 100th anniversary. About God's call to go with him in new directions, into new ministries, into new experiences of faith. And so one of the things we want to invite you all to do, I've already shared this with some of you, but we want to share stories about when God has called you, when God has called the church to go, and the church has responded in faith. And so this is what I hope you all will be thinking about. What we want to do is get some of these stories on video. Just a couple minutes, a video of you all telling the story of when God said go and when you and the church responded to that call. And we want to show them in little bits during worship, and we want to actually put a bigger video together to show on our anniversary weekend, May 6th, 7th, 8th. And so I encourage you to think of times when either the whole church followed God's call to go and responded in faith, or when the church inspired you in some way to go and to follow Jesus in faith. We want to share those stories, and I want you to encourage you to be thinking of those over the next weeks. And if you have one, please grab me or grab anyone on the leadership team and say, hey, I've got a story I want to tell. And I'm going to bring down to coffee hour. Of course, I forgot to print them off. I'm going to bring down to coffee hour little forms where you can just say, here's the story I want to tell, and I want to tell the story, or there's going to be a place that says someone else might be able to tell this story. So you can totally throw your other congregation under the bus. Like, yeah, this is a good story. Someone else should tell it. but we want to know, and it's of course their choice, but we want to know who can tell these stories and help us to put together this journey that Point Place UCC has been on for 100 years, all right? You know, the other part of that is that we're going to be listening this year. Because God doesn't say you have a 100-year journey. God says to listen for that call to go. And so we're going to be listening for where God is calling us to go next. We want you to be listening for where God is calling you to go next and respond in faith. Let's take a moment and pray together. Loving God, we trust that whenever you call us to go, you don't call us to go alone. You lead us, you guide us, you go with us. And so I pray that you would help us to see the ways that you have called us and we have responded in the past, and to celebrate those, and also to hear your voice now and discern where you are calling us to go now. To share your good news, to shine your light into the world, to bless others with the ways that you have blessed us. We ask it all in the name of Jesus, light of the world. Amen.